Dive. This week's episode is brought to you by none other than Adam and Eve. Free stuff is awesome, but free stuff to spice up your bedroom is even better. Now, for our listeners, we are giving you guys almost 50% off any one item over at adamandeve.com. And on top of that, you get loads of free shit with it. Enter our offer code WD50 at checkout and get 10 free gifts. That is a sexy item for him, a special gift for her, and a third item that you'll both enjoy. Also, they're throwing in 6 free spicy movies plus free shipping. So that's WD50, offer code WD50 at checkout at adamandeve.com. Make sure you use our promo code and let them know we sent you. Now, let's get on with the show. I don't know if I'm allowed to say you're while I'm in LA, but I decided to make it a little New York while we're in here because I have some lovely ladies. As always, this is another episode here of Horrible Decisions. It is, again, I'm going to say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It is a fucking day of the week. I don't know when you're listening to us because y'all are catching up. Y'all are still talking about a fucking condom being missing in my pussy. And I'm just like, guys, that was 2.5 years ago. Stop bringing that shit up. But no, this is Horrible Decisions. I'm your girl, Mandy B, a.k.a. Peg the Stallion, a.k.a. Dead Bitch. And I am joined today by some lovely ladies. Before we introduce our guests, I am joined today by a very special guest co-host. As you guys know, I am in L.A. recording this episode. And so Weezy is not here, but I brought along somebody kind of good that y'all may actually know. We have Lena the Plug in the motherfucking building.
Hi, I hope I can fill Weezy's shoes okay.
Listen, her shoes are pretty big to fucking fill. I ain't even gonna hold you. The very first thing Lena says when she comes on, when I tell her, she's like, well, I don't know if I'm as funny as Weezy. And I'm just like, we're gonna let the jokes land, okay? I'll laugh if I need to make you feel better.
Okay, yeah,
even if it's not funny, I'm gonna be like, ha ha.
We can fight and make it like real.
Oh shit. Maybe we can have some banter.
I love when you guys fight. I'm like, I know it's real. They argue.
I was actually too at Lena's house the other day. Let me tell y'all how fucking California she is before we get started. I'm like, I see a bar as soon as I walk in, and y'all know I ain't shit. So I'm like, ooh, a bar, let's drink. She's like, actually, so I don't really drink in real life, but the bar's cute. I can get you some liquor. So she goes to get liquor. She's like, what do you want? Of course, I'm not going to lie, you did the Uber driver thing where I get in and they play hip hop. This bitch definitely went to grab the Hennessy. I said, whoa. I said, girl, I don't even drink Hennessy. Calm down. But so she goes to grab gin. So I'm like, cool, I'll drink gin because that's what you have. And I want white liquor right now. So we go to the kitchen. She's like, just so you know, I don't have any chaser, but I have berries. So she shows me like these fucking organic berries. She's like, it's berry season, they're really fresh. And so we literally get fucking gin in a glass and start crushing up the berries to be
our chaser.
And I'm just like,
I'm a mixologist and I'm getting your nutrients.
I'm like, this is so fucking California of you. And she's like, well, at least it wasn't kombucha, bitch. I don't even know what is kombucha.
I'm gonna bring you kombucha the next time I see you.
It's fermented. Am I not even saying it right?
Kombucha.
I say kombucha.
Kombucha. You can call it kombucha because you're a slut. So yeah.
Kombucha.
Yes. I'll get you a good flavor. I'll introduce it to you right. Don't get like the chia seeds or nothing nasty.
Oh. See, chia seeds. Okay, I knew it was chia seeds. And we are joined today by some, can I call y'all experts, kind of?
You can.
Oh, she said yes, bitch.
You can call me an expert.
Go ahead and say that. So this is going to be a kind of everything porn episode. Of course, Lena, if y'all don't know, y'all can just Google her and see why she's an expert at this conversation. But we have my dear friends in the building, and I want you guys to introduce yourselves because they have also assisted us in a few of our kink of the weeks over the recent episodes that we've done, and y'all were grossed out by them. So just know this is going to be a kind of filthy, fucking reckless episode. So can you go ahead and introduce yourselves to our listeners and what you do?
I'm Liz, a.k.a. Lusty Liz. And I am a content media manager for Evil Angel.
And Evil Angel, for you guys that don't know, is?
Evil Angel is a porn website.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Madi, what do you do?
I am in charge of the broadcast department right now, so I'm the female editor.
You're the female editor of
Evil Angel,
which is broadcast. So the videos.
Yeah, the videos.
So do you edit the females only?
No, I'm the only female editor.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify.
The female editor. Right. Which females
there's
are you
a bunch
editing?
Of there's other guys that edit the videos.
How did you guys get into, I guess, editing porn for a living?
Liz got me in.
Yeah, I got
she's
her
like,
in.
Bitch, actually, this is a referral
yeah.
program.
Yeah, so I got her in, and what I told her to do was to watch Mike Adriano's, Jason's Anal Acrobats.
So for you guys,
that was my test.
What's crazy is,
oh, I just learned about this from you.
I just told you. So we've had that episode where we talked about anal acrobats. So I'm literally asking Liz the last time I'm in LA, like showing me like, mm-hmm. hey girl, what are like the videos that you edit and shit? Mm-hmm. And she's like, this is going to test if you're really like nasty. Like, I know you're horrible decisions host and you talk about sex all the time, mm-hmm. but if you could sit through this video, I know you're nasty.
And it was just the trailer.
It was just the trailer. It was literally a minute and 40 seconds probably. Or something like that.
Yeah. So I told Mari, I'm like, look, before you give me your resume, I'm going to make you watch this trailer. And if you can sit through this trailer, then I'll give the manager your resume because then you'll be good.
Is that what someone did to you when you were coming in?
No, I already knew the industry. I've been working around the industry for almost 11 years.
Ugh.
So I've seen it all.
Yeah. So she shows me the anal acrobat trailer.
Yep.
And what were they all putting in their ass? So
what
I know the
weren't,
wine bottle.
What were
the wine
they
bottle
in
was
ass.
The best. Oh so literally, gosh. I told you, and I we got to send her the video.
Yeah. I need to see this. Yeah.
So they literally stuffed a wine bottle in the ass.
The bottom of the wine.
The
bottle.
The bottom of the wine bottle, and poured wine into a glass and served it that way. And what other objects were stuck in the ass?
There's with balls. That scene. There's a cucumbers.
Of course,
there's cucumbers.
Why
in
wouldn't
it.
There be?
Whatever picnic items they had, they stuffed them in there. They had different size balls. I think maybe a baseball bat.
Yeah. Apples.
Apples.
Yeah. I do remember seeing apples. Yeah, and this is all going in the ass. And they're putting it in the ass and then shooting it out.
Yeah.
This is like a huge fetish, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yeah, 100%.
And then they're like, oh, well, you know, if you're not into like the anal part of this, mm-hmm. there's pussy acrobats.
Oh, my
and
yes.
so they're
oh,
doing the same
God.
With the pussy.
Yes.
So one of the questions, and I guess because we didn't really get into the scope of this, but you broke it down. How does it work with putting all of these things into your ass, because these are way bigger than the size of a dick, and in your ass you're not pushing out a baby, so these are just objects that are very large. What's happening to these people's assholes when they're doing this?
stretching
and it's a lot of practice.
It's like gauging your ears, right? Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
When
a lot
popular,
of people do, you start off small and then you just keep getting bigger. Well, that's kind of like the butt plugs.
Yeah,
like,
right. The
when
three
I'm,
kit.
When I'm getting ready to, you know,
do the dance,
bend a nigga over, it definitely starts with the small one. Well, of course, my tongue, then my finger, then I go into the anal opener kit. Right. That I have. And I got that from Adam and Eve. Shout them out. WD50 if you guys want 50% off.
I'm imagining you walking into a dude's house with a briefcase and literally, busting it
so
open.
It's not a briefcase. I literally just put it in my purse. I'm very discreet with it. Okay. I actually put it in. I have a flat iron bag. So the bag that my flat iron comes in, that's where I put my toys and shit. So do you know if there's any like health risks with putting these things in your ass?
There is. Like, over time, the more you do it, obviously it's going to stretch, and that's what causes a lot of the girls to prolapse. And the
prolapse. What is prolapsing? Go ahead. Look, it's just nasty, huh?
So the prolapse is when your insides come out. It's like a little rosebud.
But it looks stuck like out?
Yeah,
so
it's
they push
outside.
It out.
They
push it out, and then a lot of girls like suck on it. They'll lick it.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Oh,
you've never seen a rosebud?
We've seen rosebuds.
I scroll by it really fast on Twitter. Like, oh, did not want to see that.
So I'll tell you a story of the first time I saw a prolapse. So I used to work for kink.com, and we used to do live shows at our LA office. And I was monitoring this girl's show. And she did all kinds of crazy anal
stuff.
Wait,
can you just stop for 1 second? Live shows, like, is that being filmed or is that just for
so
shits
it was
and giggles?
Webcamming.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was like, wait, what?
Sorry. Yeah.
Office live show. Okay.
Right. No shit. I was like, damn, that's a lit job.
Yeah.
So I was watching her show, making sure, you know, everything was going good. And I'm eating spaghetti.
Okay.
Right. So I'm eating spaghetti.
If you're eating lunch, you probably don't want to listen to this episode during your lunch break.
Pause it.
I'm watching her show, whatever. I'm eating spaghetti. And she takes out an anal toy and she just starts pushing everything out, and it's just
this big.
It's just a big rosebud, nice and red.
What is it? It's, like, what is the part of the butt that's being, it's just the inside of the, it's like
the intestinal lining.
That's like, what, yeah, yeah.
And she just pushed it open.
She just pushed it out.
And just left it out for people to see.
It just be chilling there. They be sucking on it like nothing.
Licking it, fingering it.
See, I'm not in touch with my butthole muscles.
I was about to say, I don't think my butthole just pushes out like that.
No, you have to practice it.
You have to practice it.
So one time someone said to me on cam, like, can you... like do like I forget it's like some kissing thing with your lip your asshole you make it like wink, pucker out wink, wink, wink.
Okay so I do like the winking of the asshole but that but
can you,
just,
you do it
so
just,
I can wink so that I watch that. I watch gay porn and I love like they'll be like make that thing wink for me like make it wink back at me so I love making my booty hole wink and when I have guys send me videos like y'all know I done had a nigga put a goddamn wave brush in his asshole so when I like ask guys to send me videos of their ass I'll ask for them to make it wink to me but they're not pushing anything out of their ass it's just like it's almost like it's blowing kisses at you
I know like my friend bent over and showed me like this is what winking is and I was like yo I don't think that I like
you can't you just gotta act like you're about to fart I guess like,
I know so it's that's the what I tried to do and I'm like this is cutting it close I don't know if I can really handle this you have to get more in tune with your booty hole muscles I don't have that
it's
I gotta practice.
See, an evil angel, that's all. It's hardcore anal.
Yeah, I heard a lot of the girls tell me, like, they naturally will just pucker their butthole out now. Like, it's just so... They're so in tune with it that sometimes they're doing it without even realizing it.
And see, I only do anal sex once a quarter, so I don't, like...
Yeah, I've only done it once.
You've only had anal sex once? Mm-hmm. So working around all of this anal sex doesn't make you want to have anal sex more?
No, I mean... Like, it was good. It was good when I did it because I practiced.
How did you?
I've been practicing for, like, 2 years. I practiced with, like, anal toys, with the plugs.
And you still
and
have only
that.
Done it once?
And I've only done it once, and I felt like a pro.
Do you do anal sex, Lena?
Yeah, I do, but it's, like, you once every few months because it just... Yeah, you know, like, when the time is right.
My booty hole be feeling loose as fuck. Like, so, like, knowing that these bitches are fucking spitting out apples out their booty, like, I, like, literally be having to check my, like, I don't, you know, like, am I leaking? I don't know. Like, I already got, like, a wet puss. So, when my ass is just, like, freshly fucked, I just feel like, oh, my God, like, this shit's just gonna fall out. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm scared to even fart after anal sex because it's like, is it a fart or is there something else? Like, I don't fucking know. So, we're gonna get into, guys, our... Vanilla shit. This is Sex in the News, and I actually brought this up. It's really interesting, and you and I had this conversation a little bit. So this is from actually the New York Times, and it is the topic is why sexually transmitted infections can't shake their stigma. So we live in an era of sex positivity until we get positive test results. And that's unfortunate because STIs are on the rise. As an obstetrician and gynecologist, people are panicked often when they get messages regarding their test results. So pap smear results, missed periods, and hot flashes often come. But also we're in an era where people are using less and less contraceptives and condoms. I wanted to bring this up because I think that the word dirty is often used with not only women who enjoy a lot of sex, not only people who have casual sex, but specifically sex workers in the realm of escorts, prostitutes, and porn stars. And we were talking a little bit, before I get into that, it says that we should consider that 50% of sexually active people will have at least one STI by the age of 25, the most common being HPV. And there are over 110 million new and existing STI cases each year in the United States alone. So you guys told me some important, well, kind of some cool facts about, I guess, sex workers when it comes to getting tested for STIs. What is, and I guess, Lena, you are an actual performer.
I don't perform for companies, but I still go to the same place where all the talent gets tested when I'm going to work with another girl for my own content.
Right.
So,
and how does that work with getting tested?
They have like my name in the system. I go, I pay, and then I get this printout email to me the next day, which is great. They're like,
oh, wow,
really,
that's really fast.
The next day, yeah, that's why you have to go there. It's the best place to go for it. And then it's like has an expiration date, basically. Like okay. only until this date.
It's only good until this date. Yeah. And I know you deal with a lot of talent as well, Liz. Mm-hmm. How often are porn stars and such getting tested?
So they need to be tested every 10 to 14 days in order to shoot.
That's like almost 3 times a month.
Yeah.
That is insane. Yeah. But that's good that you're also up on, your status, because even for people, I just want to say regular people. I know y'all hate when I use that word, but I guess the normal citizens of, that are not sex workers, we're told that we should get tested every 3 months.
Right. Yeah.
So that's interesting, especially because we are having a lot of casual sex now, and you could have something and you may not even have symptoms. And a lot of things that you guys don't know is a lot of STIs can actually cause like infertility issues if mm-hmm. you've had yeah. it for too long. Yeah. So knowing that sex workers are getting tested, or porn stars specifically, every 10 to 14 days
yeah.
and yet people
regular people
are
doing it.
We should be doing it.
3 months
much
seems
well.
So arbitrary. I'm like, yeah. how did they come up with this? Because I feel like it should depend on how much sex you have and how many yeah. partners. Right? Because it's like, if you're someone who literally just like never goes out and has sex, you just live your life, then right. maybe you need to get tested once every 6 months because you haven't even fucked. But then there's the average person who's in college.
Like, I'd be fucking a lot.
If you're maybe in college, maybe you should be going every few weeks.
Every 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
But you get your paycheck.
So this yeah. is what I found interesting too. We talked about so what is tested even for the porn stars? Because I think we had the conversation. We just had the episode. Shout out to Carolyn, who was just on, and we talked about her having herpes. I think we talked. That's not an administered test in
no,
porn.
No, from what
right?
I've seen on my sheet that I get, which is I get like the standard one that all the talent gets. I don't believe the herpes is on there.
Right. And do you know? Have you gauged any information as far as like why? It, which is crazy because yeah, this is still mm-hmm. an STI essentially. I know there's a lot of strains of HSV. A lot of us have it. Of course, maybe not one or two. Of course, there's outbreaks involved, but. Do you know why this is maybe one that's not tested?
I don't know why it's not.
It's crazy because there's a stigma around it. Probably 80% of people have it, maybe because they
assume
somebody.
I wonder if it's because a lot of people in the industry already have it and they just have to report when they have an outbreak. Probably. Maybe. I'm just guessing.
So they do have to report if there's an outbreak, but that's
well, because like I have a friend who she shoots and she was at my house and I was like, oh, should we do content? Like we have free time. And she was like, oh, I have an outbreak right now. So like, no, she just reported that to me. But it's right. not like she can't shoot. Like she still shoots, but she doesn't shoot when she
oh wow
has an outbreak. And I guess if she tested every time, it's going to say that she has herpes.
Wasn't,
right?
Wasn't there a male that came out about having herpes, or was it HIV? The Brian Pumper? What did he have?
Mr. Marcus.
I don't
Mr.
know.
Marcus.
Was it Mr. Marcus? Look, I don't fucking know. I don't watch yeah. straight porn. Sorry. I can't keep up. But what did he come out and have? Was it HIV?
No, I think Mr. Marcus had syphilis, I want to say.
Syphilis. But that's like a common STI that you could just cure with a pill. So what's the big deal of catching that?
I'm not 100% sure, though.
I from what I've heard from the girls is that when someone comes out and they have something, that everyone has to shut down for like yeah. a couple yeah. weeks, yeah. right?
Wait, yeah. what do you yeah. mean everyone has
so
to
there's
shut down?
All the studios shut down from anywhere from 2 weeks to 30 to 60 days.
If
so
someone comes out that they have something.
Yeah. yeah.
Really?
It depends on what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it depends on what it is, but normally, the shutdown is anywhere from 2 weeks to 30 days.
Now, why is there a shutdown? If this
so
is
everybody can get tested to make sure nobody passed anything
incubation
around.
Periods. Yeah. You know,
oh,
so much
wow.
of there's like people think there's tons of porn stars, but yeah. really there really isn't that many. There's yeah. like the same dudes are working with a bunch of the girls. So and then you have someone in your personal life that you fuck with in that 10 to 14 days. Something comes in like. I guess just to play it really safe. And the porn industry already gets like a really bad stigma. So it's in their mm-hmm. best interest to shut down
yeah.
production.
God damn.
It's a lot of money.
Like,
long.
I was about to say, people are missing out on a lot of money if just one person catches something.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're getting tested, of course, because you're with all these different people producing, film. I don't know.
Yeah.
What
and
it.
Some girls, shows? Some girls Videos. Shoot Videos. Scenes like 2-3 times a day. Some yeah. do it every other day.
But what's crazy is you're shooting this for whatever company you're shooting for, and then a lot of these girls do also charge on the side,
right.
and then they
right.
are also in relationships with people.
Right.
So there's just a lot of fucking sex going around. So yeah, I guess it wouldn't make sense because you don't even know who gave it to you
mm-hmm.
or who has it.
And normally when somebody is, when they do get something, it's outside of the industry.
See, that's crazy.
Yeah. I've had both. I've gotten it in and out.
Yeah.
But I think the good thing about-
Can you share that story? I thought it was-
Oh, wait, which one? The one
the throat story.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I got gonorrhea, I just, like, didn't even realize that it was gonorrhea because I had just a super sore throat, which, like, when you get a cold, you get a sore throat. And my boyfriend was like, hey, like, my dick is, like, has weird stuff coming out of it, just, like, leaking.
Holy shit.
And so, like, I was like, oh, wait, what? Can this possibly, like, did we get an STD? Like, you know, so we went and got tested, and we didn't even wait for the results to come back. We just took the pills for gonorrhea and chlamydia because you get them together.
Right.
So the next time it happened, we kind of knew already. We're like, oh, it's this again.
And you know? So he caught gonorrhea at his dick, and then you caught it in your throat.
Yes. And I'm thinking it's like me and this other girl gave him a blowjob. So I think she gave it to his dick, and then I also sucked the dick. So then that's why I didn't get it in my vagina. I got it like in my throat.
That's crazy. How did they check for that? Is gonorrhea in your blood, or did they have to scave your throat? Like, did they
make you pee in a cup, and they also took a swab because I wasn't sure if I had a cold or not.
Okay,
but
okay.
I don't think you have to get a blood test to know if you have gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea isn't in your blood, though. It's in your stream or something.
Don't they do like the culture test in your throat?
They did that too, just to verify if I did have an STI, but.
Okay.
I don't think that's how they normally test you. Like, if you go to get tested regularly, like, they just do the blood and the urine.
It's the blood and the urine. Yeah. Okay, that's... And, of course, when you go and get a pap smear, ladies, that's also something that, you know, when you get... What is it called? The culture?
Oh, this... When they scream.
It's a culture, right?
Yeah.
Well, why is it called a culture? That's so fucking weird.
It is
weird.
I mean,
you went for the culture, but... a culture of my pussy or a culture of my mouth? That's
Cultures and yogurt, the little cultures. I don't know. That's weird.
This is why fucking... English is a hard-ass fucking language, okay? Yes. This is why I be fucking up words every time I talk. I just don't fucking understand where these words and how they all fucking come to mean, like, such different things. It's so fucking weird. So, we're going to get into our kink of the week. This one that I found is really weird. It's not really, really, really weird, but I also can't make y'all guess it because I think y'all should all get it right. Let's see if y'all can guess what it means.
I don't like tests.
The kink of the week for this week is nasophilia.
Oh.
Can you guys guess what nasophilia is involved in?
Is it when the girls are giving like blowjobs and they like when the guys snot. Like all the snot to come out of their nose?
So I'm sure that has something to do with it. It is the sexual arousal from noses. When I read this, I was like, let me do some further research. So I went to, of course, Pornhub.com because I have my premium still on
paying
there.
For porn.
Shout out Savon from the Need to Know podcast for the promo code. So I looked and I just looked up nose fetish. And if you guys go there, it's really weird. It's literally girls just lifting up their noses. Licking noses. There's nose contraptions, kind of like the ball gags to open your mouth, but they have it for the nose. And it's literally, this is probably easier than foot porn, like foot fetish.
Yeah.
I'm like, let me find the nose fetish arena of people. And it's literally people just fucking making weird things. However, when I went and continued, there is something called nose licking that I guess guys liked. And of course, when I first went into it, there's big nose fetish. This one actually has a girl trying to stick a dick up her nostril.
Oh, yeah.
Which is crazy because I just talked about it. Like, I do have sex in my mouth, of course, my pussy and my ass. And I'm like, bitch, if I could fuck in my ear, I would.
Yeah.
And now I didn't know that people are getting fucked in their noses.
Yeah.
Well, I am stunned.
Do you, like, I don't know if this is weird, but, like, do you, like, smell it? Like,
so
when you're.
What's weird is I do like the smell of dick.
Yeah.
So. I don't know if that has anything to do with nasophilia, but bitch,
right?
I think that that's actually called olactophilia, I believe, which is the arousal from smells. And I just saw this and I was just like, oh, bitch, if y'all wanted me to do porn, here we go. Right. I'm going to play with my fucking nose and I'm going to show y'all these fucking feet.
All day long.
I was so worried that it was going to be about people liking boogers on them and stuff. Like, you pick your nose. And
so
you
is... Is that
someone out there's got to be into that?
Well, we have.
I was about to ask you. Go ahead.
Yeah.
We have a series. One of our directors, Mike Adriano, he has these blowjob scenes, and they're like intense blowjob scenes.
Super.
But he likes it when all the snot is coming down, and they're mixing it in with the bit.
Can we say the titles?
I don't know the titles by name.
What do you mean, like swallow.com?
Oh, yeah, like yeah.
Swallow.com. You can
go. I'm a big fan of swallow.com. Are you? I'm not going to lie.
You guys like the messy blowjob?
It's the way they film the POV, too. And the girls always have these fun colors on and these earrings. And they also do a lot of rim job on that.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
What's crazy is when I have a runny nose, bro, I fucking hate sucking dick. First off, I don't want to suck my snot on your dick. And when you're sucking dick, of course, the snot is coming down. Yeah. And, bitch, I don't want to motherfucking do it. It's just gross. What do you mean? I guess they do.
I mean, they'd be just so
the tears I'm okay with. I'm okay with getting sloppy, saliva everywhere and then maybe tearing. But the snot, nah, bruh.
Yeah, some of the videos, they just
they literally hold their nose and just blow it. Oh, that's extra.
Yeah.
On the dick?
On the dick.
Look, they're in unison.
And it could be five girls and they're all just
blowing snot on
Can
dicks.
I ask, you guys seem very, I'm just going to say normal because I can't think of a better word right now, but is being exposed to all this in no way, shape, or form made you freakier or
Of course.
Yes.
It has.
100%. Yes.
Okay, 100%. But you've only had anal once.
So my friend, he calls me a fraud. You're a fraud because half of the shit that you talk about, you haven't even done. I'm because I can't find somebody to do it with me.
Oh, girl.
I mean, shit, we talk about a lot of shit on this show, and I haven't, I've done a lot.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things I've talked about that I haven't done on this show either. But just talking about it, that's why even you asking that was a really good question, because talking about would you rather eat ass or lick toes since the fucking inception of the show, now I really have a fucking foot fetish and I'm giving massages and I'm fucking putting my friend's toes in my mouth and I'm doing all these things with feet that I said I would never do, but it's because I've talked about it so much.
Yeah.
So are you going to be doing some anal acrobats anytime soon?
Not yet. Not yet. Girl, coming soon though.
What about you, Madi?
When I started working there, I was super vanilla. I was dang, girl, I'm a virgin. What the fuck am I doing?
Shit.
I was I didn't know my body can do this shit. I didn't watch porn. I didn't. So when I started working there, I was oh, fuck, let me write this shit down because I want to try it. I'm taking notes. I'm freaking dang, I didn't know I was going to get turned on by this shit that I'm watching right now because I didn't know I was into it.
What did you bring home that really stood out to you? Oh, I love this.
Oh, man. I already like to suck dick, but
look how she said it. I don't want y'all to know, but I like to suck dick.
We all love it. Come on. God.
Can I whisper that I like to suck dick?
I know, right? But when you're on the bed upside down and you're sucking it like that, it's amazing.
Girl,
and
I get a head rush. I can't.
No.
My head starts to hurt. I don't want a headache.
So here, sometimes when me and my friends are bored, we like to do waterboarding.
Look, we have a mutual friend here. Bitch, we don't want to. What are you talking about?
I'm vanilla now.
Wait, what is waterboarding?
So waterboarding, we do it
with you and your friends, girlfriends or guy friends.
We'll just be hanging out at Shadi's house.
I just want you to know, bitch, we ain't never waterboarded.
So here's what
tonight,
we do. So
tonight
here's,
we're waterboarding.
Yeah. So pretty much, my friend's boyfriend will fill up a thing of water. And we'll put our heads.
It's a form of torture. Yeah,
it is. It's a form of torture. So we'll put our head.
Oh, no, bro. I ain't joining in.
So we'll put our head back.
I watched Scandal.
We put our head back.
I know what this is.
And he puts a towel over our face. And then he pours the water.
Wait, but you're turned on by this?
I am.
Oh, bitch, this is a kink. We ain't ever even talked.
See, I'm into the 1 second drowning, put your head in the bath and pull it back up. That, I feel like.
Wait. So I've done it twice. The first time I did it, I was like, oh, I'm down. I'm down to do it.
Who, can I ask how this came about? Were y'all watching episode?
No. We were all hanging out. We were hanging out at my friend's house.
Let's torture each other.
Yes. And it was random,
too. It was so random. So he was like, oh, the other day, me and my girlfriend, we were talking about what would happen if I got kidnapped and and they came and they were trying to get secrets out of you. How long would you be able to handle being waterboarded?
Playing pretend in your older age over here.
This is really some role playing.
So then we all were like, oh, I want to get waterboarded.
Let's try it.
Yeah. So the first time I did it, I lasted 7 seconds.
Yes.
And it's on video. I'll find it in my phone and I'll show you later.
Wait, y'all hear her talking. Clearly, yeah. We're entering the realm of WPS because, first off, black people, we're not even getting our weaves wet, sis. And you're talking about fucking a water. So yeah. Water being poured over your face yeah. with a cloth,
mm-hmm. which
of course,
down.
Which of course makes it also hard to breathe.
Exactly. Yes.
Did yeah. you have a safe word? Were you tapping?
I did. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he made sure he gave me consent. He's like, yes. Are you okay with this? This is what we're gonna do.
Oh, consent, I'm
like,
yeah. That's so totally cute. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Consent to torture me, baby.
Right. So then the second time we brought it up again, and because there was a new group of people there. And we did it. And yes. I think I lasted 10 seconds.
Yeah, friend, we're not doing this with yeah. her. Not at all. Sorry, not interested.
Yeah, we tried.
But did it turn you on?
It did, because it gives me this rush. And I like to not have power when
oh,
I'm
you're
having
super
sex.
Submissive.
I'm
yes.
extremely
this.
Submissive. So I don't like to have any power. Like I was telling Mandy, I don't even like being on top because it feels like...
You
it
control.
Feels like a dominant position to me.
I feel that. We so like I'm also a super sub as well. But I'm like, if I did that and I was into it like... Would I have to be getting fucked at the same time?
Oh, I yes. can't wait to, yes. to get
so you haven't get done that fucked yet. And waterboarded at the yes. same time.
See,
I want to know if a guy's dick is going to be hard while he's literally pouring water over your face.
But see,
like,
that's what I mean. It's hard. It's hard to find somebody that's into what I'm into, because yeah. what people find like crazy and outrageous to me, it's like normal.
Yeah, we got
to
yeah. get you.
When
some,
you're exposed to everything you're exposed exactly. to, of course it's normal.
And
yeah.
that's why it's hard for me to date, because it's like you've oh, seen it all. You're watching dicks all day. Like
it goes bad. Like when yeah. you tell a guy that you're working porn, it's like either they're afraid because you see dick all day long, or oh, my dick's not going to be big enough for you because yeah. you're used to big ones, and you know it's all bad. Or oh, you do movies? You're a hoe, and I'm yeah. gonna fuck
right.
you right
it's
now.
It's crazy because you guys went yeah. ahead and said good into our horrible decision. So before we get into the horrible decision, we are going to take a quick hoe bath and let you guys know that this week's episode is also brought to you by none other than Blue Chew. So I just had an experience with 45 Second Dick. It was real, and I probably wish we would have tried Blue Chew that night. So, guys, do you remember the days when you were always ready to go? Well, you can now increase your performance and get that extra confidence in the bed with BlueChew.com. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. They are chewable, and they work up to twice as fast as a pill. So you can now be ready whenever the opportunity arises. If you could benefit from extra function and more confidence where it counts, Blue Chew is the fast and easy way to enhance your performance. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So there's no in-person doctor's visits, no waiting in the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they are cheaper than a pharmacy. So visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use promo code HORRIBLE. That's WHOREIBLE. And just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com. Promo code HORRIBLE and try it free. And don't worry, ladies. We didn't forget about you this week. If men can get their Blue Chew online, why should birth control be any different? Birth control is a basic part of women's healthcare, and this week's sponsor wants to make it easy as possible for women to fulfill their basic healthcare needs, regardless of income, location, or insurance. Here's how it works. Go to simplehealth.com/WDPOD, that's WDPOD, where you'll fill out a comprehensive online health profile and answer some questions formulated to get the best birth control for you. Your body, your preferences, your insurance situation, they'll take it all into account. A licensed doctor will review your information, determine if you're a good candidate for birth control, and write you a prescription for the right method. So whether you know the exact brand you want or want a recommendation, they can prescribe over 100 trusted brands of the pill as well as the patch and ring. Your birth control is then shipped to your door for free with automatic refills, so you never have to worry about forgetting a refill or missing a pill again. Simple Health is awesome because they put women in control of their own health. Best of all, Simple Health is free with most insurance plans, so you can pay absolutely nothing to use the service every month. Or for those of you without insurance, it's still super affordable with pills starting as low as $15 a month. And again, monthly shipping is free for everyone. The annual prescription is usually $20, but the Hoar Hive can now try Simple Health for free. So go to simplehealth.com, WDP pod, or enter the promo code WDPOD at checkout. We also want to go ahead and mention that this is not a replacement for routine checkups with your doctor. You still need to go for those, of course, for your overall health, but this is the most convenient and comfortable way to get your birth control. So once again, that's simplehealth.com/WDPOD or enter promo code WDPOD at checkout. Now let's get on with the show. As you guys know, we are going to talk about the ins and outs of the porn industry. And I wanted to talk about, again, how it has affected your dating life. The same with you, Lena, you and your boyfriend perform in videos. And I'm not going to lie, like, I'm actually going to get to experience that this weekend. So I'll be sharing that with you guys. I'm going to get to peg someone on camera. Yes. Dang. So I'll be able to share that with you guys. Nice. So I wanted to talk about... You guys talked about how just working in porn has opened your mind, yes, to different things. I want to know from all three of you guys, not only just maybe something you've experienced or seen, but maybe something you heard. What is one of the craziest stories that you guys have heard or been involved in when it comes to dealing with porn? As we know, I think sex is funny and just some crazy shit can fucking happen. So do you guys have any crazy stories to share with our listeners about your job or what you've seen? On set or off?
I feel like they must have crazier stories way more than me.
I mean, it's crazy because I go to Lena's house and we're just, you know, talking casually. And she's like, girl, I'm way more vanilla than you. I'm just like, wait.
You're but like, how?
How, sis? How? Yeah.
Because I told you, like, I hook up mostly with my partner and we have, like, our routine. We know what we like and we don't, like, explore waterboarding and stuff.
Yeah, no fucking,
you know,
shit.
And if we have, like, even if we have, like, a fivesome, it's pretty, like... regular. It's like I eat the girl's pussy.
I love that she just called a fivesome regular.
Regular.
I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. Wait, and a fivesome is you and three girls.
Is it an orgy? Is it a fivesome?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's usually like,
but there's no other guys. It's just
no. It's me, my boyfriend, and then like however many girls there are there. And it's like I've always liked girls and guys. So for me, I'm like I don't even care if I'm dealing with my boyfriend at the time. Like I could be on the floor with some girl.
And he's just fucking all of you, all four of you.
Yeah.
Do you guys have rules, I would ask? As people who partake in this often, you're in a fivesome. What's a rule that you guys have in your group sex setting?
I feel like it's changed throughout our whole relationship. Like, we've been having threesomes for, like, 3 years. And I think at the beginning, he had, like, created rules for himself that he thought, like, maybe I would want him to create. Like,
okay.
Like, not coming while he was fucking the other one, you know, and like even now he'll kind of like give me a look and I'm like I see him like enjoying himself and I'm like, yeah babe, go for it, like it's all good, you
can
know
come.
But like I kind of appreciate that like over communication
of like
oh, is it cool, you know. He doesn't really like make out with the girls, but he has, but he'll look at me like, is it cool? And I'm always like, yeah, like it depends. For me, I don't hook up with girls that I don't feel comfortable with.
Right.
So it's not, I don't think I've ever said like no, you know what I mean?
Okay, that makes sense.
But normally, like, I will be in conversation with the girl beforehand. Like, that's one thing that I kind of, like, would prefer. Like, I want to be a part of the whole conversation with the other party. Like, I don't really want it to be like, oh, I have these three girls. They're going to come over for a threesome. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I want to be the one initiating the conversation.
That's how I am.
So
I want to set up. I think I've had better threesomes when I've set it up.
You just feel more like trust, I feel
like.
And
my friends, I'm just like, girl, this is what it is. But it also works out. Like, I just had two threesomes with two of my different friends. One of them I've already had a threesome with. The other one was new. So we hadn't even kissed. And I'm just like, hey, girl, can you come help me with my boo thing? And so we literally, in a text messages, we're like, she's like, well, run me the details. How is this going to work? Because we literally hadn't even kissed at this point.
Wow.
And I'm just like, I wanted a quickie with him. And he's like, well, I want to see you in a quickie with her. And so I like called her over. I literally text her like, hey, girl, my friend wants a show. Can you come help me? And she's like, wait, girl, run it down. What are we doing? What does he want? And I said, and I just made it really easy for her because I went ahead and told her, I said, girl, I don't even like head. I don't even like my nipples sucked. Let's make out. Let me eat your pussy. You just let
be a prop.
Just literally let him watch me please you. And it's that easy. I said, you know, and we'll go with the flow. Like, if you don't want to fuck, you don't have to. She ended up not. I was like, girl, just be a pillow princess. She's like, girl, that's what I like anyways. So it just worked out. But just us having that conversation beforehand, it made it easier because I was like, girl, I'm comfortable with you. I don't want to eat that pussy anyway. So it just worked. Do you guys have any crazy stories? I guess, Madi, are you still thinking? Or Liz? You have. So, I feel like, okay, Liz is like, bitch, I got one.
She got it.
So before, when I started working there, there's this one scene that was shot for our company, but it was never released.
Why was it never released?
Because it was...
intense.
It was so intense. No.
More intense than apples coming out of
mouth. It was so intense that it gave me a headache.
Wait, what? So what was the scene?
So the scene was this girl requested...
I'm like, can we talk about this?
Well, just won't say name.
Okay.
So the scene, this girl requested everything that happened in the scene. So he's like slapping her crazy.
Oh, I think you told me about this.
Crazy. He has a knife. He's holding it to her pussy and like going up, kind of like if he's like almost shaving her.
Yeah.
And then he moves the knife to her throat.
Yeah.
And it's like,
wait, was there blood involved?
No.
No.
He cut her shorts off
with the knife.
And there were jean shorts.
And it's like a big ass knife.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a little like.
So wait, he cut her shorts off with a knife, shaved her pussy with a knife,
put the knife to her throat while he was fucking her? Or no.
While he was fucking her seems insane.
This is intense. But she asked for all of this. Okay.
He's grabbing her by the hair, dragging her. Like dragging her, puts her in the bathtub and is like drowning her.
Yes.
And is making her, what does he make her say?
Oh, the safe word?
What's the safe word?
The safe word was piece of shit.
Wait,
that cannot be a safe word.
Are you serious?
I swear.
She came up with this safe word?
I don't know who came up with it.
So when she says piece of shit, then he would stop?
He freaking started drowning her. He said, "You call me a piece of shit," and then would bring her back up.
Yeah, so when I started working there, my coworkers, when I moved up to the production department at that time, my coworkers are like, "Since you work here now, you have to watch this video."
Yes,
is the little initiation video that you have to watch. So when she started working there, I'm like, oh, it's your turn.
It's
your turn to watch it.
Why was it not released if she
was
consenting to all of this?
Because it did not meet any of our guidelines.
Wait, there's rules
to
porn.
Don't you think
that there is? There's a lot of rules. We're going to get into that.
Yes.
Imagine if you're, this is going to get dark, but like imagine if you are someone who's domestically abusive and that is your thing that you want to watch all the time and you're just feeding that person's, like, they're into something that's wrong. You know what I mean? It's kind of like borderline with the incest porn. Like, do you create the craving for someone's sister by having that porn out there, or is it already out there?
That's like one of the top porns. Though.
I know,
like,
but imagine
stepmom porn and all of that.
Stepdaddies.
So to me, like, I mean, masochism and sadism, like all of these things, shit, even shooting apples out of your ass. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's still a lot of risks of putting this content out, but these are, and of course, we talk about non kink shaming. And what did King Noir say? As long as someone's not dying or you're not fucking kids, it should be fine. So I mean, technically, if you said there was no blood, it's not like he was slicing her.
No.
And what's crazy is I shared this recently. There's a guy that I met and I got total peg vibes from him, so I was like, oh bitch, I'm ready to turn. You know, and we get to talking and he tells me he's into pain.
Oh, that's me.
He literally said, I want to be burned with like candle wax. He said, my homeboy said that his girl pulled a knife on him and it turned me on and I was jealous.
See?
Like, so he is into possibly wanting the blades and stuff right on his body. And I immediately was like, I don't know if inflicting pain would do anything for me. And I don't want to be involved with like someone's health.
Possibly hurting
my fucking hands.
Yeah.
So is this not anywhere?
I like pain too, and I've had candle wax on me. I love like being spanked and stuff. But
of course,
when she's describing that scene, I'm like, I feel like
that's why
you're describing like a horror movie scene too. Like you can't really differentiate one from the other, even though one is like in pleasure.
She wanted it. She wanted every single thing that was done to her. She requested everything.
Yeah. And so you, so let's get back to, I didn't know there was fucking rules in porn.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of rules.
Especially in my department, there's so many.
You do amateur. Is there any rules with amateur porn? I mean, you do both, but.
No, I only shoot for myself in my bedroom on my iPhone.
Okay, so you do your own shit. Do you find yourself having any rules with amateur porn when you post it? Like, are there guidelines to even post amateur porn?
I think that certain credit card companies won't let you charge using their service if you have, like, blood or piss or shit and things like that.
Oh, wow.
But that's, like, a credit card company money. Like, they're the ones making the rules there. But, and like the campsite I work on, like no peeing, no shitting, no blood.
Is so basic. We all pee. I mean, even with golden showers.
Even with our company, like if you're just peeing on someone just to pee on them, we have to cut it out.
Yes.
You have to be actually either masturbating or having sex.
So there's a scene in gay porn. I can't remember who was on it. But there was a scene of him pissing. Actually, there's been two scenes where I've seen in the gay porn, and it's on Pornhub, and they're pissing. Like, one is literally shooting his piss into the face of someone, and the other one is pissing on his ass.
So maybe it's an evil angel rule?
There's different rules for the web, DVD.
So what are some of the rules? Okay, outside of piss, scat.
Yeah, so like on the web, fisting's allowed. Mm-hmm. I'm sure peeing's allowed on the web.
Yeah, fisting's allowed. Pretty much almost anything goes on the web. For DVD, there's fisting.
Rules, yeah.
There's no blood, poop. No shit, no pissing on somebody just because.
Right.
Yeah. For broadcast, it's
there's a whole
other
level of rules.
Which is webcamming, right?
No.
Broadcast is like video on demand. So like...
Oh, like when you're in a hotel room.
Yeah, when you're in the hotel room or you're buying a movie off your cable company.
I can't believe people still do that shit.
Yeah, there's rules.
It's fucking
like,
free online.
Some, depending on what companies they are, if they're foreign or here in the United States, some don't allow like women being degraded, spitting, hard face slapping,
choking.
So there's a lot more rules in that. Broadcast side of
it's definitely I think that online allows a lot then because to me straight porn, that's why I'm not really into it, because I feel like they degrade a lot of women. And they're just very rough. It doesn't ever seem like many women are being pleased. It's just like, let me ram this big ass dick in your pussy and your ass, and you're gonna take it all and you just need to enjoy it until I come.
And see, that's why for my department, we would take those movies, our long movies with everything in it, and I have to cut it down and take everything out of it to meet my guidelines for my company.
So you guys are editing the videos. Do you edit your own videos as well?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so how do you decide like the order? Is there an order that like when I watch porn, I know like there's the dialogue, very little dialogue, and then of course oral comes first, and then it's normally back shots, then it's missionary, then of course the cum shot. So that to me, I don't even edit porn, but I feel like that's kind of the
formula better than I do.
I know the formula. So was I kind of on track with because that's kind of what,
that's what you
I know
see.
Where to fast forward to, because I really like missionary. I like seeing the dick go inside with, you know, the other clearly dick sitting there. So like I fast forward to the missionary position, but of course from the back is a big thing, and normally actually before the cum shot, writing is normally at the end as well.
Yeah. So we used to make all the chapter marks for all the videos. So anytime they would switch a position, we would make a chapter mark. That way, when you're watching it at home or on the web, you can go to that exact mark and it'll be in
that
position.
That is fucking crazy.
It'll take you to the literally from the tease to the dialogue to the position changes all the way to the cum shot.
Wow.
I hate the part where they just like want the girl to like twirl around in her clothes.
Oh,
right.
I definitely skipped that whole part.
And, like,
the tease is kind of tragic.
Or when they're
sometimes
asking her questions that are just so like, so do you like facials or do you want to spit it out? Like, I'm just like, oh, come on. Let's get on with the fucking show.
Yeah, I don't like tease. I don't like dialogue. I like
I do like setting the scene.
No, I don't like no scene.
I love setting the scene. Although, that's when you get
it
to.
It just depends.
It depends, especially on the guy, because I think a lot of them look good, and we were talking about this about Jason Love.
Oh,
I really, I love him fucking. But when he talks, I'm just like, okay, stop talking.
Don't speak. Not everyone's an actor, because, you know?
Yeah, I know. And I know porn stars can be actors and also put a good scene on. And literally make it look like they're enjoying the sex that they're probably not enjoying. So I know there's a lot to it. But yeah, I know. I probably shouldn't be expecting so much from them. Like, they didn't go to acting classes, okay? They're just sucking dick. I wanted to talk to Liz before we get into the home mail. You told me with editing, sometimes you're not even given the names of the people who are.
Oh, yeah. When we used to have to, well, when I worked in that department, I would have to create a cast list for the movies. So in Blow Bangs, you only see them from like the waist up.
Yes.
So we became like professionals at identifying which dick belonged to who. And
that's a talent.
It is.
Yeah. Like, so crazy. What's crazy is when you told me that, it's funny because I actually save a lot of, like, well, the good ones. I'll save, like, the dick stroking videos, the booty hole videos. And because we have iPhones and this iCloud, and sometimes I even email them to myself, like, I realize that, damn, I'd be like, whose dick is it? Mm. Sometimes I forget whose dick it even is. And I'm like, damn, this is a pretty... asked who does it belong to? And so it's dicks that I've even had, and the fact that you're sitting here, that's John's dick right there. I know by what is
that's it? Prince Joshua. That's Nat Turner.
Alex Jones.
How do you know the dicks? Is it by the balls, the shape? Like, you can literally tell
just
by
the shape, the color.
Yeah. I don't even like hook up with any of the dudes in porn, but like from my timeline on Twitter, I'm like, all right, that's Dredd. Like, I just know them now because all my friends retweet
so
them.
Fucking crazy.
You need to make folders in your phone. Get organized.
Right? You know what? I really am not. I need to fucking get it together. I actually need to create the folder too that has the password protected.
Yes.
Because you go through my fucking videos, and first off, when I show y'all the videos on my phone, sorry guys if you send me shit, my friends have seen it, I'm like having to hold it like this when we're in public because it's whole ass booty holes and dicks squirting and all that shit. But I just really like a good quality homemade video.
Oh, those are my favorite. The stroking ones.
I love stroking videos. But don't just stroke it. I also like to see
The cum shot.
I need a cum shot when you're stroking
your
dick.
You're so funny.
Those are
my favorite. You don't like stroking videos?
I don't have any on my phone.
You have no videos of what on your phone?
Like a dude stroking it that he just sent to me, right?
Why not?
Because my boyfriend's never like jerked off and sent me a video.
Now you got a request.
You know, you got to request that shit, bro.
I never really realized that I would want one.
You're at work right now, but go outside and let me see. Like, because that even excites me too. I've had a guy stroke off like in his work bathroom. Like, we're sitting, this is when I was working corporate, and I know he's at his job, and we're literally just sexing nasty things to each other. Oh, and I'll be like, go take a bathroom break. And because I know he's hard now, like, and it's literally him over his bathroom toilet stroking. And I'm just like, oh, this is so hot because I know you're doing this at work and someone could go into the stall next to you. And like, it's a whole fucking
mental
fuck.
That is pretty hot when you describe it like that.
Right? And so you should do it when he's recording fucking No Jumper. Just tell that, hey, I need you to go. And, you know, no, that's not
She's like, I work with him. I don't want to know that he's doing
I mean, listen.
I know he'll do it when we have a threesome. Like, after work, he'll be like, oh, I'm going to go to the bathroom at work really quick. But you're right. I should ask for a video next
time. You should, because that's a whole set of foreplay. Yeah. Like,
I think he'll freak out, but I'll ask.
Send me that dick stroke, daddy. Okay, so we're gonna get into the home mail real quick. It's kind of a long one, but if anyone can answer these questions, I'm sure it's you guys. It is really long, so I'm gonna do maybe only two of the paragraphs and then we're gonna get to the questions. So she said the title is I just want to squirt.
Oh,
you know, look, y'all excited.
Let me
y'all
show you. Shit. I used to teach couples. I used to work at a sex shop. And
well, girl, can I get to the question first?
Right?
Like, you know what?
I know how to do this.
Fuck what she wrote. Let me just tell you guys. So she said, I'm writing you today because I feel stuck. Basically, I want to experience squirting. I feel like it's possible for me, but I think there's only one thing holding me back, and that is the fact that I cringe at the thought of penetrating myself. It's so weird. I'm much like Mandy in the sense that I masturbate almost every night to put myself to sleep, but it's always clitoral stimulation. I can come via this method, but I truly don't feel like I reach a mind-blowing squirting orgasm until I get proper G-spot stimulation as well. I have no issues getting penetrated with dick or even when my partner penetrates me with fingers, but the squirting orgasm just ain't happening for me this way yet. I'm most comfortable on my own, so I believe I can get myself there. For some reason, sticking a toy or my own fingers in my vagina is difficult. Girl, me too, because I have T-Rex arms. So, bitch, my arms are so short, I know I can't fucking reach that shit. She said, I can never relax and I clench up in discomfort. I've bought toys for penetration thinking maybe they would help, but I can never get comfortable inserting them. Even though I can be fully turned on and even when lube is added. My partner can use the same toy on me and I accept it's just fine. So I really don't understand what's blocking me from being great on my own. So my questions to y'all are, do you have any tips that can help me with making penetrating myself easier / more enjoyable? And have you ever encountered this issue?
So I can only squirt during penetration.
That wasn't the question, sis. That's the second question. Look, so how can
so
you...
So tips, okay. She
tips
needs to...
on penetrating herself. Because yeah, I only masturbate clitorally.
See, me too.
I don't shove anything in my
me
pussy.
Me neither.
Go ahead, Lena. Yeah.
I don't masturbate using this, but I've seen like they have like longer curved type dildos that are more ergonomic and they're like kind of meant for you to hit that spot even if you can't necessarily reach it. So I would look for like a longer, more curved toy.
Or a glass toy.
I have the double-sided glass toy that I haven't tried yet, but it is much longer. So I think for a lot of women, we become intimidated because when like that shit is like fucking 13 inches or some shit, but you're not sticking the whole thing in there, but it's allowing you more room to where you know you
it's like
have
an extension of your arm.
Yeah, there you go.
And then you got to use some lube too. You know,
of course, lube. I definitely agree with that. Which is crazy because when I masturbate, I've been using like a CBD arousal oil, which helps, but my lube that I like get turned on by more is my own juices.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I'll literally watch porn before I even touch myself just to arouse myself and get myself wet. And then it's me using my own juice that is like the best part of lube. So now, Liz, I know you were so excited and waiting for this question. So the next question that she has is, do you have any tips for techniques on squirting? I know that bodies are different and sometimes it takes some experimenting, but I've been trying for a long time and I would love to try. Any suggestions that you have?
Honestly, it's a lot of mental. She needs to relax. Because she's making herself not do it because she's so focused on trying that she's not relaxing herself and she's not letting it
just happen.
And so can anyone squirt? Is this something that anyone can do?
I
agree with Liz because I haven't made myself squirt because I have that issue where I can't let go because I'm scared to kind of pee. It's like a little bit of like a weird I've had it both where I've been like masturbating or my boyfriend's been fucking me and I'm like, it's right there, but I can't let go.
So I'll say when I've experienced squirting, of course, I was on a full bladder. Like my partner made sure I was drinking. So you definitely also have to be hydrated.
Yes.
So make sure that, but also having the conversation that you may or may not be able to control what hole this comes out of. So you need to be sure that not only are you comfortable if pee comes out, but that you're partner doesn't gross you out if there's piss, so that you guys are just like, okay, we're gonna try to squirt, and if something else comes out, please don't be embarrassed by it, but also don't make me embarrassed by it. Like, we're gonna try to do this together. So it does have to be something to where we talk, because when I was with the first person that made me squirt, he bought all the toys. He bought like the Hitachi wand. He was like Googling ways of making me squirt, and I think he had so much focus on making me squirt, and I was feeling the pressure of squirting because I knew he was trying so hard that it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until like he just did it the basic way. He started by giving me head, and he like just started doing the finger motion.
Yeah,
knew where to get it, and it was literally as he felt, I guess whatever, you know, I call it the little walnut in the pussy.
Yeah.
As he was getting in there, he sensed that I felt something coming different, and he's like, just he had to talk me through it almost like I was giving a baby. Oh, he's just like, you got it, just push. And he was literally just telling me, just like, relax, it's coming, I feel it, just relax. And so there was a lot of talking that my partner had to do to make me experience squirting for the first time, just to make me feel comfortable. So are y'all squirters out here?
I am.
You're are you squirting as well, Anna?
The only time I've squirted was with Adriana Chechik, and she was doing that to
me. I love her.
But I couldn't do it laying on my back. Like, I felt like I was tensing up my bladder too much. And, you know, when you're peeing, you're like more upright. So I kind of had to get like squat on the bed a little bit and then stimulate myself. And that's when I could like let go a little bit.
Okay.
I still didn't get like a crazy squirt flow like they do in porn.
That shit was a lot.
Are you
pointing fingers? Madi, do you have a squirt story?
Madi is a squirt queen.
You squirt in gallons?
Dude, I made myself squirt. No one's made me squirt like while having sex. I did it by myself.
So I bought Madi a toy. I bought Madi first.
What is the toy?
It's called Dr. Medic.
Ooh. I hate these fucking names.
And I bought Stacey one too.
Yeah. Is it good? Look, she's like shaking her head. Yes. So, Dr. Medic, what did it? And this is not an ad.
This is just.
But I want to know how this fucking toy works.
It's just like a massager. Yeah, it's like a Hitachi.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I made myself squirt. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? And I was like, oh my God. But you don't want to let go because it's like such a great orgasm. Yeah. Like, my toes are curling. Everything is like fucking nuts. I'm like throwing myself out of the bed because I didn't want to ruin my bed because I'm trying to go to sleep after this shit. It was a hot mess, but it was awesome.
Was it just clitoral stimulation?
Yes.
Yes. I'm gonna go order one of these.
Yeah. I'm jealous because I definitely, you have to be penetrating me, but I come,
that's me.
Penetration. So even if it's not a dick and you're just shoving your fucking fingers and maybe even close to your fist in my pussy, that's how I'm gonna squirt. Yeah. So
I haven't done it with a dick. I want to try to get somebody to make me squirt, but I haven't.
Hey guys, her information will be in the bio. If you can make her squirt with your dick, please hit us up.
I also just want to say that I don't believe that everyone can necessarily squirt, because I feel like people are probably out there and are like, there's something wrong with me.
Oh yeah, don't think
there's certain ways that some people only come from clitoral stimulation. Some people like have to have their G-spot stimulated. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to learn your body, you know.
Yeah.
And like, I just don't want like people out there like, I can't do it. I'm fucked up.
No, you can't think that. And you can't think that. I literally had this conversation just with Shan. Shout out Shan Booty. She's like, what is the number one advice that you give for, you know, sex advice? And I said, learn yourself.
Yes.
You
can't 100%.
expect your partner to make you experience this or have great orgasmic experiences without knowing what is necessarily turning you on and what your triggers are and what turns you off. And you literally have to know yourself before you think anyone can come in and just, you know, make you feel so amazing.
And that's what helped me working in this industry, because I see so much and there's stuff that I want to try and I'm like, oh, let me find somebody to try this with and see if I'm into it. And it makes you more open.
That's what I be telling these niggas. Yeah. What you into? Yeah. What we about to do?
Right.
What I get we gonna do?
Yeah. Like, I had to learn myself. Like, even before working here, I'm telling you, I was super vanilla. I never did nothing to myself.
You're still vanilla. No, I'm just
You're
like, I work at porn, but bitch, I'm still vanilla.
Lena
literally was like, I'm more vanilla than you. And
I've worked with a girl who's done triple anal. That's three dicks in the ass.
I've
okay.
Seen that.
Holy
So that's
Wait,
why I
what?
Feel vanilla.
Oh, bitch, now I'm vanilla. Fuck that. Vanilla squad.
Right?
We can add the bean in there. Maybe vanilla bean. But three dicks in an asshole?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
like
normal.
That's normal for our company.
Our
Double penetration, triple penetration.
In one hole?
In one hole.
Have you ever been TP'd?
So I just did it with a toy, but it was where he was fucking me in my pussy and putting the dick in my, like the dildo in my asshole.
Yeah.
And oh my God, I'll show you the video.
I heard it's harder with the toy. Like, it's easier with two dicks.
So to me, I feel like that's just maybe the way you sit. I don't know. To me, I really enjoyed how he did it. It did come out, and I was like, bitch, I know my booty hole ain't loose. But it did. The toy actually, it came out, and I was like, okay, put it back in. But it was, like, one of my best experiences. I actually want to do it again. But, again, it's just bringing up, like, oh, my God. And I don't even know if y'all are about to hear me. Hold on, because I am going to play it for y'all. So here we go. I'll show you guys the 28-second clip. So that's
oh
whoa
Yeah, and then like it shoots out. Hold on, and I was kind of embarrassed. Like, damn, is my booty hole? Look and see, it squirted out, and then I put it right back in. So yeah,
dang,
now y'all are looking.
Man, I'm gonna go home and have some requests.
Yeah, no. So that was my first time, and it actually felt like really, really, really fucking good. And his dick was really big. And then this is actually a smaller toy, but that was my first time experiencing it, and I was just like,
was
oh my god,
toy like malleable.
It was what is
like? What was the material? Because I know like
the silicone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Sure. I don't fucking know. It was a fucking dildo, and I just put lube on it, and it went in, and it worked. But yeah, maybe I should look and see.
Because that's why girls have told me that DP with two guys is easier, because like the dick will form to the shape in your body.
That was the best thing about experiencing this, is when we talked about it afterward, he was like, yo, it felt so wicked because he could feel it from my ass.
Yeah.
So the dildo being put in and out of my ass, he felt it like it was rubbing on his dick through my pussy.
Extra.
So it was super good. But before we get out of here, do you want to?
No, I was going to say, I've done that with an anal plug. Yeah. And at first it was weird for him.
Yeah, because he felt the other dick. So I don't know if guys, if y'all want to try DP, just know you're going to feel the other dick through the lining.
Through the walls.
Yeah. Oh, through the walls. Okay. So before we get out of here, let's go ahead and drop where I guess they can follow you guys. Just so you guys know, although they're in porn, they're not in porn. And Lena has a boyfriend. So y'all don't just be thinking y'all going to slide up in these DMs.
But I'm single. Come through. Come through as Liz.
Slide in them goddamn DMs. Liz, where can they find you on social media?
My Instagram is LustyLiz.
And she is lusty. Them titties big, y'all.
And my Twitter is LizTheBiz with 3 Z's.
Okay. And what about you, Mari?
I just have Instagram. It's Maricela Couture.
Maricela Couture. Yes. Go ahead and hit that up. And of course, thank you so very much for sitting in for Weezy. And I think you actually did a great job. I think
she did.
We're going to bring you on. Me and Weezy are all going to have a fucking chat with you. I love Lena. I was already like, bitch, I'm coming over for your pool.
Right.
Come back over.
She's nice, right? So let everyone know where they can follow you and watch you.
Okay. I'm at Lena the Plug on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. And if this episode comes out before the Pornhub Awards, I've been nominated for 3 awards.
Oh, say nice. That shit.
So you guys can go vote for me every day on the Pornhub website. If you're on there, because you probably are. So
when is the Pornhub Awards my birthday weekend?
October 11th.
Yes.
I'm trying to come. Yeah, this will drop before then. So make sure you guys definitely go vote Lena the Plug so that she can have another Pornhub Award, because bitch, she has one already in her studio.
Yeah.
And I was want one. But yeah, once again, guys, we're going to leave you guys off with a clip. Thank you guys for supporting us. That's patreon.com/horrible decisions. If you're all caught up, you guys can get 3 episodes a month extra. They are bonus. It's dope. Y'all can hear us talk more about our sexual escapades. And we also bring on more great fucking guests, and we just have fun. So if you guys want to continue supporting Horrible Decisions, that's patreon.com/horrible decisions. We are going to leave you off with a 5-minute clip from our bonus episodes. And once again, before we get out, this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye. Bye, y'all. Y'all going to say bye?
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Deadass.
Oh, hell no. I would have been like, all right, I'm walking out now.
That's right. So I just wrote. You have to make.
I'm curious. What did you write? Sex with me. Like,
I made it really funny. I made it that we both couldn't do it.
Oh, okay.
So I talked about how we were like paid. Like,
oh, we were prostitutes. Okay, so we were prostitutes that got paid to have sex with each other.
Let me tell you.
No,
why
I'm ready. I'm ready to hear this fucking story. Go ahead. I think our patrons want to know what sex in
this
your
is
mind
so
is
funny,
like. No,
I've only told one other person.
So
this story.
I'm interested to hear.
So. You write a one pager. You
we
have
got
20
paid
minutes
to be escorts.
To
got you. Because so, mind y'all.
No.
Wait,
all I could think of is
low key,
why would I have sex with Mandy?
Wait, but low key, y'all, do y'all want to know the funniest thing about this? It didn't even have to be a fake story. All you had to do was talk about Detroit. Y'all, let me tell you the story. I'm going to tell y'all because fuck you. Mouth me if you don't want me to tell it, but I'm going to tell it anyway.
The sugar daddy.
Yes. So let me tell y'all. So we knew this guy that lived in Detroit. He was like a doctor or a dentist or some shit. He was met off of Seeking Arrangement. He was talking to Weezy, and he liked big booties. So here goes Weezy. Well, look at my friend. She has a big ass. He's like, oh, yeah, I like that.
Perfect.
Ass. Both of y'all come up to Detroit. So he flies both of us up to Detroit. I want to say we were maybe fucking 19 or 20 at this time.
We weren't able to drink,
but we went to a
20.
Casino. We were 20.
So that broke our
It was right before, 19. Yeah, because we didn't go to any clubs. We went to restaurants where we could sit at a bar. This is my first time I tried bone marrow.
That's right.
So
Weezy's already the caviar for like $500.
Literally, like, and so listen, he took us gambling. Weezy won like $1,700 off gambling.
Shit, I did. Bitch,
we was like with this nigga, and literally because he knew that I like, mind you, we stayed in the same room. So she's like, listen, we may have to fuck him, but he finna break us off. And we can just do the fake threesome. Like, we can just lick our hand and act like we're eating each other's pussy. We don't really have to eat each other's pussy. Oh, I'm telling you, you just go like this. And then, and he don't know. We ended up getting drunk as fuck. And shit, I think he ended up on top of you in real life. I
was, do you remember, like, we couldn't have sex? He couldn't get it up.
He couldn't get it up. And I was in the next bed, like, acting like I was fake sleep because I didn't want him to come over to me.
So let me tell you guys what was funny about what happened. So on Seeking Arrangement, it's a website, if you don't know, where you meet a sugar daddy, you pick a monthly allowance, right? Mm-hmm. So I had met like two guys off of Seeking Arrangement before and never had to have sex with them. They just gave me money and it never ended up happening. So this I knew was going to happen. So I was like really nervous because I was like, oh shit, I'm actually going to have to get like paid for a performance. Like, it's finally going to happen because it's always implied, right? You get the money on the first date or they give, like, they basically show you what they could do. You discuss an allowance and you guys fuck. This nigga was black, so I felt safe.
He was
black. At the time, I had never fucked a white guy, and I was so nervous about fucking some old, wrinkly white guy, and I'm like, this is going to be fine.
This is going to be easy.
So he couldn't get it up, and I actually...
It's because he was so drunk. Like, yeah. He was so intoxicated. Like, we drank so much. That was actually also, not only was he the person to get me to try bone marrow for the first time, he's also the person that got me to try a whiskey sour with egg white for the first time. And I was like in love with it. And of course you couldn't try it, but I was like, oh yeah, this is good. So,
dude, I
yeah.
came up so well. I basically came on this sugar daddy trip, didn't have to have sex, won over $1,000 playing blackjack and roulette. And that's actually when my gambling addiction started. oh shit, okay, so basically, and I didn't have enough time to finish. It was the first one we could do. So basically, the sketch that I wrote was, we got off, I was like, okay, if we would have sex with each other, obviously money is like the thing. So I think we got offered some crazy amount of money, and then I talked about how we went on this trip, and then we ended up, I think I ended up being an emotional wreck, and we couldn't do it, but we got to keep half.
Okay.
That was the sketch. And so basically what happens in sketch class is after you're done, you write it out and you kind of reenact it with either another person that's sitting there, or you could be both voices, but everybody laughed. So, but yeah, the classes have been really cool. It's been cool to like, kind of like work on making stories and shit like that. And honestly, it's been really important for me for touring. Like, our show is so much crowd work. Like, it is so much crowd work, and more than I knew what we were doing was for real improv, like, now I'm like learning a lot. Like, there's one little tip that's at comedy shows that I see all the time that now I want to definitely remember to do.
Was it,
you ever see when they talk to someone in the front and they're like, what's your name, buddy? And then it's Brian or whatever. So then